Local leaders and highway officials took part in a ribbon cutting. On the ramp that will take drivers from I-630 westbound to I-430 southbound. It's the highest of the ramps and took the longest to build. Scott Bennett is director of the Arkansas Highway and Transportation Department.
I want to thank everybody for their patience in the last 5+ years and driving through this interchange. We really appreciate all the cooperation. We know that anytime you undertake a project this big, that it is a little difficult to maintain traffic, and we think we did a really good job of that.
First built in the late 1970s, Bennett says it took years to decide the best approach for rebuilding it.
This interchange worked well for a long, long time, but it has outlived its life, and now you see something that's going to last for many, many years into the future. The planning for this job started back in 2004. Then in January of 2009, we started the first phase of this, what has ended up being a $150 million project.
It was needed to accommodate rapid growth in an area west of I-430, which Mayor Mark Stodola noted was undeveloped until recent decades.
I'll tell you, I was a young attorney, city attorney in 1985 when 630 ended, and there was no Financial Center Parkway. There was no Chenal Parkway. There was just a dirt road that connected up to Highway 10. And it's amazing to see what has transpired over the last several years.
When it opened in the 1970s, about 35,000 vehicles a day passed through the interchange. Today, that number is closer to 200,000. Stodola said it was vital to find a way to handle that.
We've got to have that kind of connectivity. It's good for business. It's good for our citizens. And it's most importantly, it's an importance to be safe.
For at least a few more weeks, drivers can expect to encounter more lane closures as crews finish lane striping, drainage work, and sign placement. Much of the money for the project came from the federal government. But Scott Bennett with the Highway Department says future projects are on hold because of uncertainty in Congress over highway funding.
As a highway director, sometimes I have to be manic depressive. This is a really great day to cut a ribbon on this project, but at the same time, we've had to pull over $300 million worth of projects from our lettings this year because of the status of the Federal Highway Trust Fund. We don't know if we're going to have a federal highway bill after the end of this month. We don't know where the money is going to come from. The money is not coming in the way it used to come in to have the level of a federal highway program that we've had in the past, that we've really enjoyed in the past. And federal highway funds make up about 70% of the construction funds for our highway program in Arkansas.
Bennett said he's talked with members of Arkansas's congressional delegation and that they all realize its importance. But the two major parties are at odds about how to offset declines in gas tax revenue as newer vehicles are getting better mileage. Michael Heplin, KUAR News.